Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The
erection. So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming and I'm sneezing.
God bless you.
Mared.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Podcast.
Streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. We thank y'all for listening to us, whether it is as a podcast on your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However the fuck you're listening to us, hey, thanks. Also, thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, and we get a wee little commissione, and it doesn't cost you fuck all.
Right.
Just helps us out.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll be on the air the whole show. There's some interesting weather coming our way, really.
Tornadoes.
I guess some tornadoes over in Alabama.
You shoot at the tornadoes to make
Can we drop a small nuclear device on the tornado, maybe?
I raped that tornado.
Some severe weather here in the panhandle and in Alabama.
What other fucking weather do we have here? Severe.
Well,
everything's severe.
No, it's been really nice. It's fucking January. I'm not complaining about 70 degree weather. And I grew up in the Midwest, so tornadoes were like, you know, we had a few tornado warnings at least.
Would that ruin the smelt season if you had too many storms?
The smelt season was in fucking January.
Yeah.
At least my dad told me it was, because that's when he committed child abuse by dragging me out in sub-zero weather go stand on a pier in fucking Lake Michigan.
That's insane.
And chuck a net and then stand there freezing and then pulling the net in and plucking the poor little dying and freezing fishies off of the net.
Were they good?
I can't eat fish.
That's right.
Add two.
Oh my God, that's funny. That's right. Well,
let us. There's a whole bunch of shit.
Do you fry those?
What?
Do you fry, smelt, or steam them? I don't.
You know, it's not a skill I developed.
Seared.
Pan fried.
Seared smelt.
Most of them seem to be fried here.
Man, I like seafood and everything. I don't think I've ever had that.
Melt butter and olive oil in a large cast iron skillet. Add smelts in batches to hot oil and fry. Here's your fucking egg. Before the dog takes off my leg.
The dog just pulled the coup.
Are you Bolsonaro? Didn't you?
I want to reek out.
Serve with your favorite dipping sauce.
I can see Mike Lindell gobbling up some smelt for some reason.
Oh, I love smelt.
The fun distinguishing thing about smelt is that you eat them whole. Fins, backbones, and all.
Oh, disgusting.
They're simply gutted, rinsed, tossed in batter, and fried. There you go.
Well, maybe they're good. They're probably good. Drunk people.
Well, I'm sure
Chicago
they are. People seem
them.
To enjoy them. Yeah.
That's a food for drunk people.
They're wee fish. You know, they're little.
I think about Florida being the capital of the drunk world for some reason, but really, those people up there in Chicago drink like just. I mean, it's
we used to go catfish fishing in the summer and bullhead
fishing, right?
caught a lot of crappies.
Hey, give me a crap. Yeah. I'm shit-faced. I want to have a schmelt. Where do you order schmelts at? A schmelt?
But the summertime stuff I kind of liked because we would go out to these forest preserves out, you know, in the far burbs of Chicago. And there was a field nearby where everybody would go and fly their model airplanes. But by model, I mean like, you know, 4-foot wingspan.
Like a drone.
Yeah, yeah, big, but big.
Yeah.
Like cool planes. Right. And they would fly their remote control airplanes there. It was fun.
You know, the forest preserve in the city of Chicago? Are you talking about that area?
Yeah, out the southwest. South? Yeah.
I think there was a story years ago that there was a pack of pit bulls killing people, killing joggers that lived in those woods and no one could find them and trap them or something. Isn't that something? Could you imagine? That's a horrible way to go.
We used to go to a place called Saganaski Slough, I remember. In southwest.
Yeah. Yeah, these pit bulls, man, they just ran.
Because there were a lot of... I actually think it was an Indian name.
Yeah.
But it sounded like it was Polish.
Right. What was it?
Saganaski.
Meet me down there at Saganaski.
Oh, yeah.
Bring me some schmelts. Bring me some schmelts and some whiskey.
Here it is. Saganaski Slough. People are like, what are you guys talking about? We don't care. Large 377-acre lake is only 6.3 feet deep at the west end and features a barrier-free fishing wall at the east end.
You can still drown in that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Down at Saganaski, I crack
on how many beers you might have had.
I crack some old styles.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo, I have to give kudos to the art department over at HuffPo.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because they made me laugh out loud. With two animated GIFs of one of Alex Jones, one of Tucker Carlson.
They had fun with that, don't you think?
Tucker's is just him talking on his cell phone and kind of wagging his head back and forth. But Alex Jones is on his cell phone and he's laying in bed with his feet up in the air.
It's perfect.
He's laying on his stomach with his feet up in the air, like a teenage girl texting.
Right.
And the headline says, exclusive texts between Jones and Carlson revealed.
Hell yes.
This must be from the January 6th committee, right? Maybe?
No. It's from when Alex's lawyer just handed over his phone on accident.
Oh.
That's what this is from.
In early March 2020, as the coronavirus pandemic began its onslaught across the country, Fox News host Tucker Carlson drove to then-President Donald Trump's Florida resort to warn him to take the virus seriously. Well, that's interesting. Jeez.
That, I know, that's weird, right?
People you know will get sick, Carlson said on his show later that night after visiting Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Some may die. This is real. That's the point of this script, to tell you that. The surprising warning was noticed by Alex Jones. Oh, they have to explain who he is. A far-right conspiracy theorist. Best known for spreading lies about the parents of dead children and hawking overpriced supplements on his platform, InfoWars.
You're not, okay, that's a good place to start. But if you're describing him to someone that doesn't know him, is that enough?
You need to experience.
The violent.
Alex.
Yes, have the word violent in there. I mean, he likes to shoot guns off and shit. I mean, he throws chairs.
Well, yeah.
In his own studio, he throws chairs.
Yeah.
I got a life force.
Yeah, I mean, that's him. He has a life force.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast.
This is the unedited version. This is the whole, this is one whole rant. I'm not playing.
So many acting lessons.
I chopped these up into different pieces for different drops, but this is the whole 37-second rant.
Animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too. I like to eat. I like to have children.
Ooh, stop.
I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
No, no.
This
no,
is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere. And humans are turning on.
That guy.
Humans are turning on everywhere. Cut off.
Right.
The
that you just don't know. He keeps. He Whew. Makes you think he's going to be done, but then he's not. It's just something else. It's a spectacular audition monologue. I would encourage actors to learn this one.
And then he speeds up. It's not like he's pausing to think of each one. And near the end there, he's just like...
Right.
And he's known for those lists that he comes up with.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
The surprising warning was noticed by Alex Jones. This is when Tucker was warning about the pandemic. Jones texted Carlson a link on March 16th, 2020, to a now-deleted InfoWars article titled Tucker Carlson Drove to Mar-a-Lago to Warn Trump Coronavirus Was a Real Threat. The subhead read, Fox News Host Saves America.
Shit.
Carlson texted Jones back, I tried, man.
Jesus.
Yet by the following month, as Trump continued to minimize the seriousness of the virus, the two right-wing media personalities appeared to follow the president's lead, texting conspiracy theories with each other that downplayed the threat, even as thousands of Americans were dying daily.
So Tucker flip-flopped.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
From September 19th, 2019 to May 1st, 2020, Jones and Carlson discussed coronavirus conspiracy theories, traded a few jokes, and had at least one phone conversation after Jones expressed unfounded fears that the Democrats were, quote, working to get me arrested. Jones also complained about the Daily Caller, the right-wing publication that little Tucker Carlson founded, for not letting InfoWars feature its content on the InfoWars website.
Why wouldn't they? I don't understand.
I guess, I can't imagine why.
It must be a money thing. It can't be in like...
They won't even take my money, Jones whined in a January 15th, 2020 text. Carlson responded, fucking crazy, I'm really sorry. Or wait, fucking crazy, I'm really sorry.
You know what? It's his publication. It was like, I don't want to have InfoWars on our site.
The texts were provided to HuffPo by Texas attorney Mark Bankston of the Houston law firm Farrar and Ball. Bankston confronted Jones in August after he obtained a copy of Jones's cell phone during the InfoWars owner's first Sandy Hook defamation trial.
What a dumb fucking shitbag. What a dumb guy. That lawyer. Oh my fucking God.
That was a classic scene.
God, Alex.
Bankston, Alex was on the stand the attorney Mark Bankston said, Mr. Jones, did you know that 12 days ago your attorneys messed up and sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years? And when informed, did not take any steps to identify those texts as privileged? No, I didn't know.
God, they gave them a chance.
Yeah.
They gave that lawyer a chance to fix his fuck up. And he was too lazy.
The judge denied the requests at that moment by Jones's attorney and Dino Reynal to have the messages sealed or destroyed. Too late.
Oh my.
They had them for weeks.
God.
Reynal would later call it the worst day of my legal career.
That's the lawyer that fucked up?
Oh yeah.
Well, wait. Hey man, why didn't, when they said, you know, you sent the whole phone, you want to make some of this privilege or something? Why didn't you do that? That would have fixed your fuck up, you fucking idiot.
Wow, there's a lot.
I don't understand that though. Why would he not do that?
Who knows?
Jeez, I mean, thank you for the content, though.
It says HuffPo is publishing the full text between Jones and Carlson. And has edited the pages to redact contact information.
Oh, my God. Does that lawyer still represent Alex?
No. He got rid of him, I believe.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, the next guy, who's going to hire that fucking guy? Jesus.
The, I'm trying, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, Carlson, I can see Trump hiring this lawyer. I mean, he might have to. It might come to that.
In a phone call with HuffPo, Jones said Carlson has already outed himself as an Alex Jones fan. I know this is a whole guilt by association. Get Tucker Carlson, who talks to Alex Jones, but that's my private friendship, so I'll leave it at that.
Your private friendship. What's going on with you guys?
Carlson did not respond to multiple requests for comment. Jones, who said he's been friends with Carlson for 10 years, told HuffPost Carlson isn't concerned with stories about him. He doesn't give a flying fuck.
Well, listen, man. You owe Tucker an apology. You owe everybody in your phone a fucking apology because this shitty fucking lawyer you hired was so negligent, it seems. Gave your whole phone over. Now all your friends have all... I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would be so pissed if I was one of your fucking friends, Alex. You owe so many people an apology. Do you know what I mean?
Here's what kind of friend Alex is. One of the highlights, they've got a meme with a bunch of these... of these highlights.
The shittiest.
He texted to Tucker, "Congratulations on being number one!" Exclamation point. That's when Tucker Carlson won the ratings.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Next sentence. I have some very grave news concerning the Democrats working to get me arrested. Hope we can talk today. Congrats. Congrats on... This is what it's like to be Alex's friend.
Holy shit. When the attorney accidentally handed over the digital copy of his phone, what was he intending to do?
Well, they probably were under order to send the relevant texts.
Right. Okay.
Or to provide them to a neutral third party for vetting, master or something. Ooh, yes. But they just sent the full copy of everything.
Fucking why? I mean, didn't they?
Because they were stupid. They probably had an intern.
There are lots and lots of questions. This guy needs to be interviewed on a podcast or something. This dumb fucking guy. I mean, that is so crazy.
Let me rephrase that. They probably blamed an intern.
Yeah.
Who might have done it, but received poor instruction from a shitty boss.
And then they called you and said you fucked up and you can fix it. And you just blew it off. God, Alex, man, you picked a bad fucking lawyer, dude. I mean, jeez.
They're really kind of dull. A lot of these texts, be honest with you, they're not. There's no bombshells or anything.
I was hoping it would be like dueling dick pics all night. Yeah. Come over and get your balls tanned, Alex. Only in your mouth, Tucker.
On April 25th, 2020, Jones appeared to seek Carlson's approval when he texted an InfoWars video of himself wearing a Facebook shirt and mock apologizing to Mark Zuckerberg. The founder who kicked him off the platform. The video was titled "Alex Jones Signs Huge Facebook Deal." When Carlson didn't respond, Jones said a follow-up text, "Satire." He clarified, "No shit." Carlson texted back 7 hours later, "This is bitterly hilarious."
Bitterly?
This is bitterly hilarious.
How long did it take him to get back to him?
7 hours.
Alex made a private video for Tucker, and it took Tucker 7 hours to get back to him. It's a one-sided relationship.
I'm sure Alex put it on his website.
Alex, Tucker doesn't care about you.
It seems to be a common thread within these texts. Jones reaches out to Carlson, hoping to get him to engage with InfoWars content.
Yes.
And while Carlson could often be perfunctory with Jones in text, other times Carlson engaged in conversations.
You know, I think when you're talking to Alex Jones from here on out, I would just assume that anything you tell him will at some point be turned over to some prosecutor.
Jones sent a video of himself voicing a digitally animated dragon with a racist Chinese accent. And Carlson replied simply, "Tremendous."
What? A dragon with Alex a racist Jones Chinese accent?
Texted, sent himself voicing a digitally animated dragon with a racist Chinese accent.
Jeez. Well.
Carlson said, "Tremendous."
Nobody sends me those. Okay. Jeez, Alex.
Let me see now. Let me see if this horrible dragon
my
is available.
My friend Tucker will love this. this is some funny stuff. I'm going to make my friend Tucker a video. And 7 hours later, he responds, Alex, Tucker Carlson does not like you. I'm sorry. He doesn't give a fuck about you.
He goes, the global catastrophe is locked down, you fools. China open, you starve to death.
Oh, no.
That's what he said.
I don't know. That's
holy that, shit.
This is Alex Jones as the Shycom dragon, but tremendous. I don't know.
Then Tucker says, tremendous.
What is well, this here's shit? Another one, though. This is.
Come on over here. Come on over here. No, you flipped me off. Come on, Bauer. No. Come on. You're not in the light.
That's somebody else fucking with it. I guess.
God, what a gross like subsection of America we're into right now. This is so
so horrible.
I sent my friend Tucker a dragon, and this is the voice I used. It was very racist, very funny. And he looked at it. He didn't write me back for 7 fucking hours. I don't think Tucker cares about Alex Jones.
Yeah, it seemed to be a lot of, like they said here, just him sending, hey, check out this InfoWars story. And,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Hoping that Alex would mention it on his show or something.
He's never going to do that, Alex. Nobody wants to be friends with you in public. No one's ever going to do that for you. You're the Sandy Hook truther guy.
Oh, God, they printed this out. I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors, Jones said. On InfoWars, days before telling Carlson he feared arrest. You think I like sizing up my neighbor? How I'm going to haul him up by a chain, chop his ass up? I'll do it! Why am I saying that? Why am I not playing this? You know it's on.
Oh, it's so good. I mean, these are great lyrics. They're wacky. I mean, this is a... You could do a musical number. I mean, this whole thing could be the foundation for a whole musical, this song.
Well, yeah.
It's the main character of a guy that produces his own podcast and media empire in his backyard. And one day he muses about eating his neighbors and go.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will. I will eat your ass.
I'll eat your ass.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will eat you.
I love the background singers. I'll eat your ass.
Tremendous, says Tucker. Tremendous.
God.
That's tremendous.
I'm trying to find the actual non-musical version.
Who else is Alex Jones texting? I wonder. What other media people?
Oh, probably as many as he can. I mean,
okay.
I wonder if he's buddies with Hannity at all.
Here's one. Do you think he's ever texted Rachel Maddow ever? Have they ever?
Why would he have her number?
Have they ever hung out socially?
I'm thinking no, not intentionally, at least.
I'll admit it. I will eat my neighbors. I'm not letting my kids die. I'm just going to be honest. My superpower is being honest. I've extrapolated this out. And I won't have to for a few years since I got food and stuff. But I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going, I'm ready to hang them up and gut them and skin them and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors. See, my superpower is being honest. I'll eat your ass. I will. I'm combat model, optimum self-sufficiency.
I'm combat model, optimal self-sufficiency.
I'm thinking about this person in the beginning of this article, trying to sum up Alex Jones in a dependent clause set off by commas, and it's just not possible. you didn't capture who he is. Sorry.
Oh, man. So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. These go on. There's really
so
nothing.
He has
like I said, there's nothing.
I mean, of course, he's just speaking, about the cannibalism bit. I mean, the thing I noticed this time listening to it, he does have a date in mind where he might have to eat his neighbors because he knows how much food he has. He has a date in mind when he's going to have to eat the neighbors.
Oh, yeah, I've got this extrapolated out a couple of years.
Well, thanks for that, at least.
So he probably
the fuck out.
He knows
here.
Which big fat neighbors he's going to go after first.
Shit, man. When do you start eating people?
These are rich people in like in Texas.
I don't know.
Probably in some fancy area.
I give myself a cushion. Do you know what I mean? I get the fuck out of there well before the food runs out, I guess.
Tucker said in March of 2020, if Democrats win in November, they're going to crush Fox News just as they crushed the NRA. And we're going to deeply regret letting it happen. Everyone who thought it was fine that they deplatformed Alex Jones will look like a fucking moron.
What does that mean? I mean, that's just a lot of words.
It's your Tucker.
Fuck you, Tucker. I don't know why I'm telling you to fuck off, but it's your tone. Go fuck yourself, you dumb Nazi fuck. Walking around in pleated fucking khakis. You piece of shit. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's just... Great to talk to you. I don't check email Ooh. That much, but here's mine. Oh, he gave him his email.
God.
I don't check email that
Jesus
much.
Jesus Christ.
That means...
Get a room.
That means I'm not going to answer your emails.
Yeah, Tucker doesn't give a shit about you, Alex. Oh, isn't it sad and pathetic? It's so pathetic. Alex... Stop. He doesn't like you.
Drudge Report, of course. The sky is falling because Ooh. They found some more documents.
Oh, yes.
And the attorney general has named a special counsel to look into Biden's documents now.
Will this lead to Biden's impeachment, yes or no?
No.
Why not? What's going on here? What's the difference between this and Trump's?
I believe these are... accidental.
Fuck you, it's impossible.
And each time that they've discovered these, they have immediately contacted the authorities and returned them.
After they got caught, they contacted the
authorities.
Well,
but they didn't get caught. They
found these documents.
Well, they found them, yeah.
Okay, so...
It's different from, give me these documents, I'm keeping them... I want them moved from boxes.
They check these documents
Mar-a-Lago.
Out, right? They check these documents out at a desk.
Well, his staff.
Where the fuck is this NARA? These NARA people fucking suck once again. Once again, nobody knows where the fucking documents are. There are people in charge of keeping up with the documents, and they obviously cannot.
But this is fine. If they can prove that Biden intentionally stole documents, then he should be prosecuted.
It's not about that. It's about the fact that they have a system. You take a secret document out, you check it out. When you're done with the secret document, you turn it the fuck in.
Well, I don't think...
Why aren't they doing that?
It's not like a library where they just have one. I think you can...
Why doesn't
have these documents in other forms?
Why isn't there like an RF tracker on something and Biden leaves his schematic in his bedroom? And Nara's like, beep, 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 beep. Oh, shit. Go to Biden's bedroom and pick up that document.
Attorney General Merrick Garland today appointed former federal prosecutor Robert Hur, H-U-R.
Yes.
Like Ben. as a special counsel... to investigate the discovery of classified government records at the private home of the office of President Joe Biden. Hur is authorized, quote, to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter.
You know what I would do if I worked at NARA? You have a list of all these documents are on a list that are classified, right? All these documents are on a list. Someone
but
checks
people can have
one
copies
out.
Of them.
What?
You can have a copy of something that's classified information.
You would have lost if they would have put you at NARA. You would have lost no documents. You wouldn't be like, oh, Pat Law found a document over here in the shitter. What the fuck?
No, because they don't.
People suck
because they don't necessarily. It might have been copies.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to dash.
It should have been destroyed
to
or
this
whatever.
NARA. I'm sure you guys do a good job. It's just, it seems to be that maybe you need to have a couple of meetings or something about this shit.
Hur served as U.S. Attorney for Maryland from 2018 to 2021 after being nominated for that post by then-President Donald Trump, a Republican.
God, the idea of somebody like Trump nominating anyone to do anything is just a bad thing. This dog losing her fucking mind.
Psycho.
Shit, man.
Garland's announcement, which cited extraordinary circumstances, came hours after Biden and his lawyer said that a second batch of classified documents recently had been found in a garage at the Democratic president's private home in Wilmington, Delaware. That discovery was made December 20th.
They're all over the fucking place.
It's not known why lawyers for Biden waited more than 1 month to search for government records in other locations because they found the first batch in early November.
Listen, here's the thing. We all know that Biden, with these documents, we know Trump was trying to sell this shit. Come on, get the fuck out of here. And how many documents does Biden, I need a tally. How many secret documents did Biden fuck up with? What's the number?
Well, the first one was 10.
Okay.
But we don't know if this second.
And what's Trump at? What's his number?
Over 300.
Over 300. And
the highest level. Many were the highest. Well, no, I think like a dozen, wasn't it? That were the highest level nuclear secrets and names of spies and shit.
Right.
We don't know what these are, but the reports have been that they're probably lower level.
The Biden documents.
Yes.
Why is anyone? I mean, I know we're saying he lost less. And why is anyone? I don't understand why the fuck people are losing these fucking documents. I mean, aren't they important? You keep up with them?
Wouldn't presidents you? And vice presidents are required by law to return government records to NARA.
God,
when they leave office, Garland had assigned a different attorney in Chicago to handle the inquiry after the first batch was discovered. And now Herr said in a statement, "Today, I will conduct the assigned investigation with fair, impartial, and dispassionate judgment. I intend to follow the facts swiftly and thoroughly, without fear or favor, and will honor the trust placed in me to perform this service."
Okay, whatever. I am also ordering an investigation into NARA, how it works. We're going to do a spot check of all these fucking documents, see what's actually in there and not in there. Because I guarantee you, there's a lot less in there than we think. You know, people aren't keeping track of their shit. That's what I think.
Biden's press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, said the president was surprised by the discovery of these documents. He did not know what was in them. The minute that his lawyers found the documents, they reached out to the Department of Justice. He did not know those documents were there, she said.
I believe him. I believe Biden wasn't trying to sift documents to the Chinese or to the North Koreans or doing any kind of... I mean, do you?
I would think not.
Right.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said we should give the president the benefit of the doubt. I'm just kidding. He said he believed Congress has to investigate the situation involving the documents.
Fuck you, Kevin. You fucking loser.
Not Trump's.
Fuck you, man.
Not Trump's documents.
Oh, yeah. Trump's. Don't worry about Trump's documents. Who knows where the fuck they are?
Why doesn't Biden?
Who knows?
Why doesn't Biden just say he declassified them in a blanket statement?
Well, hey, Biden, ask your people why they lost. Why do they have... Why can't they keep up with their shit? I thought we're talking about highly capable people. How many fucking documents did Obama lose? How many?
Well, we don't know.
What the fuck are
Maybe
people
doing?
Maybe
they'll find some in Obama's garage.
I tell you what, if I'm NARA, I'm saying you ignore what happened with Trump. That
Maybe
was a
Obama's,
blip.
Obama's going through his garage right now.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shit. He's like, Michelle, go open up that storage facility. Oh, man. God, guys, I expect the fucking Republicans not to be able to keep up with anything, but why the fuck is the Biden administration losing the documents? What the fuck is going on?
Bill Clinton's you guys need to hide your shit better.
Yeah, or no! Put the shit in folders, motherfuckers! God damn, is NARA, what is NARA doing? What the fuck is up with NARA? I want an investigation into that shit. Alphabetize shit or something. Put shit in file folders. You know what I mean? What would you do with the documents? Would you file them alphabetically with reference numbers or something?
Oh, this is hilarious. The Republicans say they're going to push for transparency, accountability, and answers for the American people regarding this, Ryan. Biden's lawyer said the president takes classified information and material seriously. As we have said, we have cooperated from the moment we informed the National Archives that a small number of documents were found, and we will continue to cooperate. We have cooperated closely with the Justice Department throughout its review, and we will continue that cooperation with the special counsel.
Shit, man. You know Trump burnt some shit that was supposed to go to NARA.
We are confident.
He ate shit that was supposed to go papers, right?
We are confident that a thorough review will show that these documents were inadvertently misplaced and the president and his lawyers acted promptly upon discovery of this mistake. There has to be intent.
Okay, that I don't care about that. I'm saying these people aren't doing... They didn't mean to fuck up, but they did. They did. You fucked up. So we can't...
Somebody did, sure.
I'm not saying it's criminal. I'm saying it's even it's shitty.
The best, smartest job, people fuck up
all
every
your
once
job
in a while.
Is to do you keep up with those documents, and you let that Nazi fuck abscond with 10,000 documents, pieces of paper, and file boxes? Come on, guys. What the fuck? I mean, shit, man.
So those are the headlines, of course. Drudge Report is besides itself. And the Republicans.
God. Biden lost 10 documents. Calm down, Republicans. You're trying to burn democracy to the fucking ground.
The New York Post says the classified documents were found in a garage next to his Corvette.
Is that true? Why, dude? But Biden, why?
We don't,
why are you leaving
New York
shit
Post.
There?
That's the New York Post. That's,
shit, man.
That's Rupert Murdoch's.
This is how I would run
he didn't, how did? Why would he know about
if
it?
If I was president, the first thing I ask when I sit down at my desk, is any of this motherfucking shit on this motherfucking desk classified? I tell you, and I would say, God damn it, you'd return it to NARA
but
right when you're finished with it.
Other people on his staff received secret... Different levels of classified information and levels of what they could see.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it could have been, if it's low level, not top secret.
Yeah.
This is where our nukes are kind of shit. But if
organized. It's insane, dude. You would never let this shit happen. You would
that's
never.
That's not true.
Bullshit. You kept up with all those medical records and all that bullshit when you were a financial analyst. You wouldn't have fucked up like this. This is, I don't know what nepotism. I want to know.
There are literally,
I want to see how this NARA works.
Literally millions and millions of documents that these people had to keep track of. So,
well, we're here. Well,
if one millionth of 1%, you're still going to end up with a handful of documents that slip through the cracks. So,
okay. Well, good job, NARA. I guess you did good.
I don't blame NARA.
Listen, I guess, why not just have
and if somebody gets a low level information. Somebody gets low-level information and ends up making a copy of it.
Why?
Well, because they're working on the same project.
I think you just have to... Everybody working with classified documents have to have a NARA person handcuffed to their wrist all day. Or something.
Your job
or how
creator.
About this? How about this? Hey, here's how you fix this. At the end of the week... At the end of the week, we have to have a meeting. I'm sorry. It's called the Do We Need to Return Anything to Motherfucking NARA Friday? Is the secret shit in, guys? I'm checking because I don't want to be a story on the fucking HuffPo.
Probably the leader. The point is have you thought about that yet? Because I'm somebody that thought I could fix this, and I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. You think I like sizing up my neighbor, how I'm going to haul him up by a chain and chop his ass up? I'll do it.
How do you feel if you're living in this rich community?
There's a fucking musical director doing the musical is right now. It's just like, chop his ass up.
They do. There's a million different versions of it.
Chop his ass up.
Oh, man.
I'm sizing up my neighbor.
So we'll see what happens with the latest batch of
documents. Of who documents, knows what the fuck is out there?
Of course, Trump has opinions.
Does NARA have do they have Microsoft Office or do they have Excel? Can they use something like that,
oh,
perhaps?
One would hope.
I don't know.
Works.
It's probably, that's what Southwest has. They have Word Perfect.
Oh, well, these are spectacular. We might as well go into these. 17 hours ago, I got to look up and see what Paul Krugman wrote recently for the New York Times because Trump went after him
Yeah.
Particularly in this last.
Okay.
Let's see. His last three, his last two, January 9th, he wrote, election deniers are also economy deniers.
Okay.
He says there's no recession yet and inflation is falling.
Right.
And then the next one, he says, can we really have a soft landing? The news is good, but curb your enthusiasm.
Okay.
I guess about the economy. Trump had to respond. Right. Paul Krugman for the failing New York Times writes that just about everything the GOP says about the U.S. economy is wrong. And yet it was Krugman who said that if I won the 2016 election, everyone should sell. The stock market would crash. He was proven so three O's wrong. All caps.
Right. That's three O's.
It's three O's. So wrong. Had people listened to this moron, they would have lost much or most of their money. With that in mind and in the public interest, why hasn't the Times fired this poor, hapless soul? Put him out to pasture where he belongs.
Jeez. Is he saying to end this guy?
Put him out to pasture.
Put him out to pasture, Trump. That's harsh, man. Jeez.
Then these are really spectacular.
Right.
He's shitting his diapers.
Is he nervous?
Big time over Jack Smith.
Oh, come on, man.
Over the special counsel.
Listen, Jack wants to throw your ass in jail, Trump. I mean, you're fucked.
Within the last month, multiple associates of President Trump received new wide-ranging subpoenas from special counsel Jack Smith requesting documents and records far more expansive than the previous outreaches.
Oh, shit.
That they have received.
Damn, Trump. Boy, you better. Well, is he destroying anything or is he's not allowed to or?
Who?
What are they looking for from Trump? What documents?
The subpoenas, which were described by sources who received them, include questions about fundraising efforts talking points leading up to January 6th, the attack on the Capitol.
Right.
Special counsel is also requesting info on how individuals are paying for any legal representation,
yes,
either by themselves or via an outside party. Something that came into question when a former aide to Mark Meadows, Cassidy Hutchinson, told the House January 6th committee that she changed attorneys because her first counsel was being paid through funds linked to Trump.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you want to do that so you don't have to spend your own money?
Well, sure.
I mean, does that mean you're beholden to him? He just paid for your...
But then they're going to try to convince you to go down with the Trump ship.
Yeah. And that's not a great
ship. Right. They're not representing... They weren't representing her best interests. They were representing Trump's best interests and trying to make sure she represented Trump's best interests.
Yes.
Remember, they coached her to lie.
Oh, yeah.
Or just forget. Yeah. You don't have to lie.
That's
just say
not lying.
Just say you don't recall.
Nobody ever wants to use the word lie.
Sources close to the former president say within the last few weeks, more individuals have appeared before a federal grand jury.
Yes.
With some of them returning for a second trip after having been there before.
Damn.
The news is tightening.
You're fucked. Oh my God, Shitler. They're going to get a noose around your big fat fucking neck. I don't think so.
9 hours ago, page one.
Jeez.
It starts with page one.
Yeah.
The special, I don't know how to, I'm just going to try to emphasize the air quotes around all of these words. The special prosecutor assigned to the, quote, get Trump case. Now, this I don't understand. Comma, Jack Smith, parentheses, question mark?
God
parentheses.
Damn.
What?
I will tell you this.
What does that mean?
Back in the day, I did an acting class, and you might have done one of these as well, where you do something called the punctuation walk, and you're working in one single lane, and each step is a syllable, but depending on what the punctuation
is. That sounds like a viewpoints-y kind
of thing. Oh, yeah.
I never took a viewpoints class. Yeah,
but it is weird as shit. And so, like, every time there's a comma, you bend your knees and step forward, or, you know, there's an action associated. But but Trump. Doing a punctuation walk to anything by Trump would be
exhausted.
Would be Olympian.
But I understand what it means. Like, why Jack Smith Question mark.
I think this means my diaper is full and I need an Adderall.
Jack Smith? Question mark? What does it mean? Like, I don't...
Jack Smith? Like, who the fuck is Jack Smith?
Maybe. Or is that his real name?
Oh, yeah.
Smith? It's Smith. Sure, your name's Smith.
That's his fake name?
Who knows? I don't know what it means. Jack Smith? Question mark.
Replaced by a clone?
Is a Trump-hating thug. All caps. Whose wife is a serial and open Trump hater. Capitalized.
Open.
It's a Trump hater. It's her title. Trump hater with an
A Trump hater.
Whose friends and other family members are even worse. And as a prosecutor in Europe, according to Rick Grenell. Well, there's a reliable source.
Who is this? I remember
He was
him.
The ambassador, our ambassador in Germany. A horrible Trumpist liar who is inexplicably an out gay man.
Yes.
But just a vile Trumpist.
Right.
Who was not well liked. Yes. Like, everybody thought he was a fucking dick.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, maybe that's not the best look for ambassadors.
Well, I mean...
The whole Scott Brown look is not great.
That. I mean, we don't have a great... We've had lots of shitty ambassadors, I think, to other countries. Scott Brown was the guy to New Zealand, too. It's like, that New Zealand country, boy, they do so much right, and we could learn so much from New Zealand.
And we send a guy over there, people.
And he spends the whole time just looking at people's titties.
Looking at tits, drunk and looking at tits.
People notice and have to say something
about
our ambassador. Fuck, man.
Trump sent him down there.
It's crazy.
According to Rick Grenell, Jack Smith put a high government official in prison because he was a Trump positive person.
Trump positive?
Rick Grenell was investigating war crimes.
You tested positive for Trump.
So somehow Rick Grenell at The Hague put some guy away because he liked Trump, not for war crimes, but because he liked Trump.
Right.
Smith is known as, quote, an unfair savage. And is best friends with the craziest Trump haters, including Lisa Monaco, who runs, quote, injustice.
An unfair savage.
I don't know what that is.
Why wouldn't he say, which he could say savagely unfair, but he wants everyone to know Jack Smith is a savage, meaning what? He's like...
He's unfair and a savage. He's mean. The boxes scam is a hoax, all caps.
Oh, he means the documents. The boxes of documents?
Page 2.
Okay.
For 7 years from the day I came down the escalator in Trump Tower, the Democrat Party has weaponized the legal system using city, state, and federal law enforcement against me and the Republican Party as though they were a private protection agency. The greatest witch hunt in American history must end now. I beat the fake impeachments, the disgraceful Mueller persecution, and... much else that the fake news doesn't want to write or talk about.
You know,
but, he did not write this. But this charade must stop now. Three exclamation points.
Is charade spelled correctly?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't write.
Everything in that one was spelled correctly. I don't think he.
Date rape. Not date rape drug. Abortive agent. Smoothie maker wrote this.
Page 3.
He's saying a page?
That's how he's opening his truth.
What the fuck? And page? What is a page in this? This is
I don't know how many characters you get.
Page 3.
They look to be like long tweets, like 200-300 characters maybe.
Oh, this is on True Social.
Page 3. This one, you're not helping yourself here, Trump, with Jack Smith. Fire a man who may well turn out to be a criminal, Jack Smith.
That's it.
He may well turn out, Ryan, to be a criminal. You got to fire him.
Jack Smith.
His conflicts, unfairness. By the way, the Congress can't touch Jack Smith. Like the loonies in the House where people are saying they're going to defund him and shit like that. They can't.
Yeah.
They can't touch him.
Right, because it's a special counsel.
Yes, he's
that's
completely
the point of it, right?
Yeah, they cannot defund him. They can't do it.
Did they need to assign a special counsel to Biden, or is this? Are we trying to look fair to these fucking
I think it's
wackos?
Probably that.
Yeah. I hate that. No more of that shit. Who gives a fuck? Stop doing that. Stop treating them special. That makes it worse.
Fire a man who may well turn out to be a criminal. Jack Smith, his conflicts, his conflicts, unfairness, and mental state of derangement make him totally unfit for the job of, quote, getting Trump.
You know, man, baby, I don't know. I'm worried about your mental state of derangement.
Go after Biden and the Biden crime family instead. Like Bill Barr. Here's Bill Barr getting some collateral damage.
Yeah.
Like Bill Barr, the U.S. attorneys in Delaware and Illinois are weak, ineffective, and afraid to do what must be done. The election was rigged, all caps, and we are now losing our country. We can't let that happen. Make America great again.
Jesus Christ.
Exclamation point. Only one exclamation
point. Boy, this Nazi must be getting sleep.
Yeah, that was 9 hours ago.
Does he get a lot of sleep?
No, didn't they say he only gets like 2 to 3 hours a night or something like that? Merrick Garland, oh, then 5 hours ago.
Yes.
Merrick Garland has to immediately end special counsel investigation into anything related to me because I did everything right and appoint a special counsel to investigate Joe Biden, who hates Biden as much as Jack Smith hates me. There's no evidence. By the way, there's zero evidence that Jack Smith has ever said a word. The only thing that happened was Jack Smith's wife, like, did some work for Obama once.
Right.
So obviously she's a virulent Trump hater, and so is Jack Smith.
Well, I mean, if you said, do you think it's more likely that Jack Smith loves Trump or hates Trump? Like, where is he on that scale?
Well, I'm sure these truths are helping Jack Smith's opinion of
but
Trump.
Also, Trump, I mean, you know, when you call people haters, you have to take into account, I mean, you're not that likable. You know what I mean? You're not that likable. You're not likable. So because of that, you would have to deduce that, no, a lot of people don't like you, meaning in out of that group, some people are going to hate you, right? So there's going to be a fair amount of people that hate you because you're a fuck. I mean, and also you're a fucking dickhead, you know?
Oh, so there you go. That's
that's amazing.
Trump's truths. He's very, very, very upset.
You know, Schindler. Have you ever...
Unfair Savage. What a great band name.
Unfair Savage. I think Trump needs some marijuana or something. Or just
well, lay off the addies.
I think he needs to be in jail. I don't give a fuck about his mental state. Somebody lock that guy up. That maniac. He sits around all day playing an insurrection. Jeez. And he's not even being honest. I guarantee fucking to you, when Biden hears about someone finding documents somewhere, he's like, what the fuck? I thought we looked all over the fucking place. What the shit? I mean, it's surely, right? I mean, that would be my first thing. Is to be like, what do you mean there's documents in the garage next to my Corvette? What the
fuck? Well, that might be what he is saying.
Oh, I'd be firing people.
Because he didn't know.
Somebody should have known where my secret fucking shit was. Bottom line. My God, guys. I'd be mad. But Trump doesn't care because he just stole it all.
We've got other news here. Tomorrow's Faith is Friday, everybody.
Yay.
Join us.
I mean, I'm surprised there's not text to Alex Jones from Trump saying, hey, Alex, do you know where I can unload some nuclear secrets from Thailand or some
Alex
bullshit
said that,
like that?
Yeah, Alex said that he was in touch with Trump, right?
Well, he must be on those texts that his lawyer turned in, man. Well, let's see those texts. You know he's saving that shit.
Oh, you know Trump probably ate those chips.
Jeez, man.
Out of those phones.
It's sad that, Alex, it made me feel kind of bad for you because Tucker does not like you. Based on those conversations.
I mean, yeah.
You
it
made
seems
a video.
Like he was pandering, yeah.
You made a video for him and he managed to get back to you with a one-word response. One fucking word, tremendous.
Alex is standing outside Tucker's house with a boombox over his head.
Oh, yeah. Say anything. Say anything. Yeah. My balls are tan. That's what he's saying. I want to tan my balls.
Over at the good thing Patti LuPone is being interviewed.
Yeah, yeah. I mad.
How dare you? How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Also in L News, I've got we've got some clips for tomorrow, you know, right. Christians being Christians.
You know what? My Amazon package is delivered and it's raining. I want to make sure it's inside.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go grab it. Because I know sometimes with the dog, they don't put it inside the front porch because she's so vicious. This story, don't forget to buy shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit on Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here with a couple of cents on the dollar. And thanks to those who do and did. Christmas is usually our big time of year. I didn't check to see how many clicks we got, but that's usually our big year, time of year. And thanks to those that did. This is another story about Trump that's coming out from yet another book about Trump. This is a book that from the New York Times, Michael Schmidt, that it says details John Kelly's tenure. Was it outside?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's about to rain.
Details John Kelly's tenure as White House Chief of Staff from July 2017 to January 2019, this new book.
How was that, John? Did you see any of these documents lying around?
The new book coming out, Donald Trump versus the United States.
Woo!
They're putting out sections of it as it's going to come out. Go buy it at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes.
You can download the Kindle version, too.
Oh, okay.
Probably an audiobook version.
Yes.
Behind closed doors in 2017, President Donald Trump discussed the idea of using a nuclear weapon against North Korea, but then suggested we could blame it on some other country.
You know, we could just shoot them with a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, can't we just nuke them and, you know, and blame someone else?
Let's blame it on another country. We'll blame it on Puerto Rico.
What does he think? What does he think?
Well, we're going to blame it on the country of Puerto Rico.
Right, right. The Bahamas.
The Virgin Isles.
Somewhere in Africa. It's got to be somewhere in Africa. Alleged, Trump's alleged comments, reported for the first time in this new book, came as tensions between the U.S. and North Korea's Kim Jong-un escalated, alarming then White House Chief of Staff John Kelly.
Yes.
Schmidt cites in part dozens of interviews on background with officials and others who worked with Kelly. 8 days after Kelly arrived at the White House as chief of staff, Trump warned that North Korea would be, quote, met with fire and fury and, frankly, power the likes of which the world has never seen before. Remember, that was...
Yes. There's something about people that use superlatives like that that are... there's a problem. What does that mean? Because he always says that.
Oh, right.
He's just so tired, and it's like...
When Trump delivered his first speech to the UN General Assembly in 2017, he threatened to, quote, totally destroy North Korea if Kim, who he then referred to as Rocket Man, continued his
That's right.
military threats.
Woo.
Later that month, Trump continued to goad North Korea through his tweets.
Yes.
But Kelly was more concerned about what Trump was saying privately.
Right.
From the book, quote, what scared Kelly even more than the tweets was the fact that behind closed doors in the Oval Office, Trump continued to talk as if he wanted to go to war. He cavalierly discussed the idea of using a nuclear weapon against North Korea, saying that if he took such an action, the administration could just blame someone else for it to absolve itself of responsibility.
I wonder what John Kelly says at that. I mean, does he say what he said, or is he just laughing off?
Kelly tried to use reason. Well, there you go.
Well, you can't do that, Mr.
To explain
President.
To Trump why that would not work.
Yeah.
Kelly said, it would be tough to not have the finger pointed at us.
Right.
Kelly brought the military's top leaders to the White House to brief Trump on how war between the U.S. and North Korea could easily break out.
Yes.
As well as the enormous consequences of such a conflict. But the argument about how many people could be killed had no impact on Trump.
So
didn't
like,
give a rat's ass how many people might die.
See, this is an honest-to-God Republican right there. That is Donald Trump. That's why there's a reason right. this guy is the face of your party, because this is who you are. You unfeeling.
This is who I am.
No empathy. You unfeeling fucks. This is exactly who they are.
My children aren't going hungry. I will eat your ass. And that's why I want the globalists to know. I will eat your ass first.
I'm going to eat your ass first, Woo! Globalists.
I will eat your ass first.
I want the globalists to be aware. Let the globalists know their ass is going first, guys. You fucking globalists. The globalists are crab diving? Bad news.
I'll admit it. I'm not letting my kids die. I'm somebody that thought I could fix this, and I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbor. I'm gonna haul him up by a chain. I will eat your ass. I'll do it. You think I like sizing up my neighbor? Cut him, skin him, chop his ass up.
Man, cut him, skin him, chop his ass up.
I can see John Travolta dancing to this in Saturday Night Fever. You know, like Tony. I think this is the disco version, right? There's another
which
one.
We watched on Christmas.
No, that's right. Nobody realizes how fucked up that movie is. It's very fucked up. I mean, it's
was that did the, was that running or did we watch movie. That on demand?
It was on demand. Yeah, oh, okay. You clicked on it, so
I was like, it wasn't something that like a network was like, hey, we're gonna put out Saturday Night Fever.
I think I would like to have, if anyone else watched a Christmas movie with their family that had more uses of the word cunt.
Oh, I had.
I yeah, would
or
like
the N-word.
Like,
or
yeah,
yeah.
I want to know what movie that would be.
I had not. I probably had not seen it since way, way back. And at least when it was on VHS in some capacity. And I didn't remember it at all. All I really remembered was John Travolta dances a lot.
People in Brooklyn that racist back then?
But, I mean, there's raping going on. Nice. Like, a lot of raping.
Well, I mean,
and
it's a script where the
misogyny.
Main character... It's a script where the main character rapes the female lead.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, I'm sorry. From whatever. Goes back, and then... Well, that's kind of the end of it, right?
Well, then he feels a little bad about it.
Right, and then...
So that's his character arc.
He shows up, and he doesn't apologize, and he's like, how can I get a nice apartment like this? You need to learn how to type.
Fiend.
Really, I think that's what it
yeah,
is.
In the end.
Yeah, it's fucking weird, man. It's a weird fucking movie. And there's some dancing.
There's some good music, too.
Yeah. And you smoke everywhere back then. Who the fuck smokes in a ballet studio? That's weird.
Everybody smoked everywhere.
I'm sizing up my neighbor.
So yeah, Trump didn't give a fuck about how many people might be killed if we got into a conflict with North Korea. Kelly then tried to point out that there would be economic repercussions, but the argument held Trump's attention for only so long. Then Trump would, quote, turn back to the possibility of war, including at one point raising to Kelly the possibility of launching a preemptive military attack against North Korea.
Shit, yes. Hey, I'm surprised Kelly had a problem with that, because the GOP, that's their thing, right?
Listen to this. Kelly warned Trump would need congressional approval for a preemptive strike, which, quote, baffled and annoyed Trump. What do you mean? What do you mean I need approval? Hey,
you know, this isn't like a really long contest on the Apprentice, Donald. You're actually the president.
When he didn't do shit on the Apprentice.
Did he ever watch the he didn't do. Did he ever watch Schoolhouse Rock?
No. No.
Is there a part where they say if the president wants to go to war, they have to ask Congress? How do you fucking not know that? I bet Obama knew that shit. Do you think Obama was better prepared on day one than Schittler?
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times.
Yeah.
Will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I, too, have a nuclear button, but it is a much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works.
Hey! At this point, John Kelly is going to be like, hey, Donald, stop! This is like you're dealing with a drunk person, where at some point you have to say, sit down!
Right.
Stop it!
Well, they made up, right? They love each other now.
Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, that's just like a dumb fucking dude just tweeting stuff to... He's doing this over Twitter.
Schmidt also writes that it's well known among senior U.S. officials for several decades that North Korea sought to spy on U.S. decision makers. So White House aides were alarmed that Trump would repeatedly talk on unclassified phones with friends and confidants outside the government about how he wanted to use military force against North Korea.
Damn, he's just Debbie, just gabbing it up. Gib.
What do you think? Do you think I should just nuke him and pretend it's somebody else?
Man, you're crazy.
Kid Rock?
Is he talking to Kid Rock?
Kid, what do you think?
Mr. President, Mr. Kid Rock. Rock's on the right. On the line at the Winter White House down here in fucking shitbag Mar-a-Lago.
Scott Baio, what would you do? What do you think? What advice would you have?
Hand me the rolls. They're next to the nuclear codes. It's one point the people at NARA, on there must have been people at NARA that said, listen, there's a guy coming in. This guy, this new president, and he's going to test what we do. And we are going to have to, from day one, be on top of our shit, or we'll never retain these secret documents. They didn't have that pre-thought or something.
Kelly had to keep reminding Trump that he could not share classified information with his friends.
God damn it, man! This is what I'm talking about.
You can't tell your buddies. You can't tell your golfing buddies.
Don't talk about this shit at Mar-a-Lago, you motherfucker. Fuck.
According to the book, Kelly came up with a plan he thinks ultimately prompted Trump to dial back the rhetoric in spring of 2018, appealing directly to Trump's narcissism. Kelly convinced Trump he could prove he was the greatest salesman in the world by trying to strike a diplomatic relationship, thereby preventing a nuclear conflict that Kelly and other top military leaders saw as a more immediate threat.
This is like a kindergarten teacher trying to make the student not eat paste. That's what this is. They're doing a trick. Ooh, if you can get a diplomatic deal, little Donald, you'll be the biggest, bestest boy ever. This is sad. This is pathetic. This is our government. This is insane. This is what happens when Republicans vote. It's disgusting. You fucks. All of you people with Trump signs in your yard, fucking burning non-existent hell. Look what you did. Dumb shit bags.
I saw another story somewhere that some conservatives are shocked to learn at just how stupid and amoral Trump was after he got into the White House, that they had supported him and they were like, wow, I can't believe he's so stupid and immoral.
He's a rapist. Let's start with that, motherfuckers, because no one says it enough. He's a goddamn rapist, and he's friends with Epstein, the diddler. So that's where we start. So then he can tell me how you're shocked at his behavior, you stupid motherfuckers.
So, go ahead.
No, I was going to say dumb, naive fucking cunts, but go ahead.
So also from the book.
Yes.
We find out that one of I guess the reason that Nikki Haley was never chosen for a top cabinet position.
Holy shit. Okay.
The Donald Trump considered Nikki Haley for a number of high-ranking positions in his administration, but ultimately rejected her for a quote shocking and shallow reason.
What happened?
Michael Schmidt was on Morning Joe this morning talking about the upcoming paperback edition of his book.
Yeah.
Donald Trump versus the United States, Inside the Struggle to Stop a President, which includes new revelations from John Kelly and hosts. They discussed, Mika and Joe discussed it, blah, blah, blah. Another aspect that was shocking to John Kelly was how shallow Trump was when he would select people. This is Scarborough saying, I remember during the transition talking to him and him talking about how Rex Tillerson was big and he looked like the role. This is Trump. And Trump loved James Mattis because of his nickname Mad Dog. He didn't like David Petraeus.
Wait, the big dick toilet guy? Is that Mattis?
No, Mattis. Okay. Mad Dog Mattis, the general.
Okay, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He didn't like David Petraeus because he thought Petraeus worked out too much.
He's on the Nautilus too much.
He was too drawn in. He weighed the same in high school that he weighed when Trump was talking to him, and no Secretary of State could be that drawn.
I want the transcripts of Obama talking about why he wants certain people.
Because remember when Mika and Joe,
great use of your vote, guys.
We're a little Trump enabling.
Oh, they were sucking his dick
during that.
They were laughing at him.
Yeah. Oh, Donald.
They would call in, and you could actually say that Morning Joe, that one guy, that one fuckhead, the late night host. What's his name? The guy that played with his hair.
Conan?
No. The other.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy
that played
Fallon
with Trump's hair.
Yeah. Hair. Joe and Mika laughed at his dumb antics during the campaign, and everybody humanizes fucking Nazi, and then here we are.
So I guess Scarborough and Mika overheard Trump saying, or told them this.
Yeah.
Because Mika said, I watched this conversation in awe. He was obsessed with how much Petraeus worked out and thought somehow it didn't look manly enough. Like you shouldn't care so much about how you look.
God, Donald. But then you're giving, that's all he cares about.
Well, right. And he's spray hosed down with Tanner.
He looks like a sweet potato. He really does. Like a bloated sweet potato, not the organic kind.
Scarborough said, it led to a conversation about Nikki Haley, why he didn't want Nikki Haley to be Secretary of State or Vice President. So Trump was throwing around different possibilities for replacements for Tillerson and Mike Pence.
And Mike Pence.
Even as far back as 2018.
Damn, Trump. Holy shit.
Talked about whether he should replace Pence. And in discussions, he says, well, you know, what do you think about Nikki Haley? Somebody threw out in the Oval Office, and Trump says, well, she doesn't look good for me. He complained about her blotchy complexion and said because of her aesthetics, he didn't like her as a potential, you know, senior administration official or as a potential vice presidential replacement for Pence.
This guy's running around, and before he rapes people, he's got to take a diaper off. What about that for an aesthetic?
Meanwhile, Pence back then was complaining, or Trump was complaining all that far back about Pence, saying Pence owed him. Pence owed him because I saved him from political ruin.
Blotchy Nikki Haley. But there's Steve Bannon, your senior strategist. Now, I don't know. I'm no dermatologist, but that motherfucker looks pretty fucking blotchy.
What do you think about Nikki Haley? Oh, her skin's so blotchy.
What the fuck?
I think it's because she's brown. Her skin's very blotchy.
Mr. President, you look like a fucking sweet potato with tiny little feet and little wee hands. You're so fucking...
I think Joe said
potato.
Something about that. He's like, aren't there mirrors at Mar-a-Lago?
Blotchy. Well, I mean, you know, the Trump said his wife was bleeding from a facelift or something at one point. Yeah. Didn't he say that?
Which was horrible, but actually kind of funny.
It's insane. I don't remember another president making a crack like that.
Oh, this is also from Michael Schmidt's book. Trump, far dumber and immoral and ignorant and lazy than staffers knew before they started working for him.
Why would they not? What would give them that idea that he would be smarter than they thought?
They watched The fucking Apprentice, or that's what? You know, that's they bought the bullshit and the hype, and fuck Mark Burnett,
because yeah.
He's the one that normalized Trump and made him into this like
yes.
folk hero yeah, genius, yeah, which is not the case.
I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just a big clusterfuck. I mean, it's crazy. The thing is, like, I forgot about that tweet where he said, my nuclear button's bigger than yours. What a bizarre thing to even say.
When Kelly came in as chief of staff, he thought the problem around Trump was that he was not staffed properly and they needed to create a process around him.
Wrong.
And that's what the chaos of the first 6 months of the administration was about. But when Kelly came in as chief of staff, he realized that the problem is not just the fact that there's not a process, that he's not being staffed as well as he could, but that Trump himself was the problem.
Trump is a fascist.
Trump was far dumber and immoral and ignorant and lazy than he ever thought he was.
Yeah. How could you make that miscalculation? Well, John Kelly knows.
Listen
knows
to
shit.
People, yeah.
I mean, but well, really, John Kelly's not some guy that just walked off the farm. Well, what was he before? He's the chief of staff or this?
Kelly?
He's a general. He knows his
shit. Yeah.
How can someone like that misjudge someone so obviously stupid and fucking ignorant and dumb? I don't understand. People were so surprised that he's stupid. I don't get this. So the whole fucking campaign.
Unfair, savage.
Trump is dumb as shit. Like, he can't read, man. We aren't even sure that he can read. I've never seen him read anything off a sheet of paper.
Well, he reads off a prompter.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Does he?
Yeah.
He doesn't have an ear prompter?
No, God, some of those, his most boring speeches, there's no way he wrote those.
That's true. Yeah. I'm just saying.
In the American Carnage? You think he freestyled that?
Yeah.
Stephen Miller was, nobody could find him. He was under the bleachers jerking off while Trump was reading his words.
What a horrible, horrible time for our country. All the Nazis.
He's got the first 20 minutes of Schindler's List on a loop.
Yeah.
Also in the news, look at the time fucking flying.
Yay.
While we're having fun today. Thanks for buying shit through the crabdiving.com/Amazon link.
Right. Thank you.
I've got this story here. This is, a Florida man story. You want to hear a Florida man?
Well, absolutely.
We do, you know, I'm not a fan of police violence, but in this part, I understand.
Right. Well,
a Florida man was violently arrested after he was accused of stalking and harassing a gay couple who lived next door.
Jeez.
And this is like for months and months. Frank Norville of Leesburg, Florida.
Leesburg.
Do we know where that is?
That's north, I think. I actually thought Leesburg was Georgia. It's right on the line, I think.
Let me see.
Leesburg. Named after.
I'm sure.
Named after?
I'm sure.
Brandon Lee from The Crow.
Lee Marvin, the actor, is no longer with us. Oh, my God. Leesburg. Is literally in the middle of the swamp.
Yeah, it is. It's my family lived there for a time. It's like in that area.
It's kind of in some pretty
it's swampy, right on the line though, right?
Swampy, watery areas.
North Florida, right on the line, or
no,
right?
No. It's down between Orlando and Ocala.
Then I'm wrong. There's a Leesburg, Georgia, as well. I know that's shocking.
Oh, no, go on.
How many Leesburgs are there in the fucking South? Rename your towns, you fucking lazy ass mother.
Oh yeah, Leesburg is near Albany.
Rename those towns. Rename the towns named after the loserly generals, right? Rename them.
I did have to type in Florida because it did give me a couple of.
Yes.
There's Leesburg, Virginia.
Leesburg, Virginia.
Leesburg, Florida.
Alabama, North Carolina, all of them. They're all over the place.
Yeah, undoubtedly. Yeah. Leesburg, Alabama.
Hell yeah, bitch.
Leesburg, Ohio.
But wait a second. That can't be that. It can't be named after Robert E. Lee, right? Ohio wasn't in the Confederacy, you dumb shit.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a different.
Yeah. Brandon Lee.
It's a different Lee. It's Bruce Lee.
That would be cool. That would be awesome.
Frank Norville of Leesburg, Florida, allegedly harassed the couple for several months, standing along the fence separating their property, staring at them, or riding his bicycle past their home while shouting slurs, shining lights, and yelling homophobic remarks.
This is the worst neighbor.
In one incident from September, Norville allegedly screamed, "It's not Adam and Steve," while squeaking a rubber chicken.
What?
I don't know.
Dude.
It's not Adam and Squeeve.
What is wrong with this person?
The 57-year-old Norville also told one of the couple's children.
Yes.
That he would kill the family's cat and eat it with teriyaki sauce.
What the fuck is that?
When the boy objected, he told the child, "Shut up," and told him to go perform sex acts on his parents like they train you to do.
This is the worst neighbor ever. It's official. I mean, it's like, the neighbor told me to blow you. I mean, this is a horrible, horrible neighbor.
A court granted two temporary injunctions from protections that forbid Norville from coming within 10 feet of the couple's vehicles, but he violated those terms by the following morning. Jeez. When police viewed security footage showing him hoisting a pair of dirty underwear over the couple's driveway with a bamboo pole.
Dude.
And placing a white cross on top of their fence. Because, you know, Jesus. He's a really good Christian.
Jesus would have done this. This is strictly, you're going by the Jesus motherfucking playbook right here. This is Christianity to a T, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Good job, dumb fuck.
Jesus was known for his rubber chicken sermon on the Mount.
Why are you employing the rubber chicken? Norville? Is that his fucking name?
Norville.
57 years old. Stupid, shameful fuck. What a horrible neighbor.
A Lake County deputy saw lights and heard noises coming from Norville's backyard on Tuesday, of this week. And no, I lost my place. Oh, and went into the property to investigate.
Yes.
The man came out of his home screaming, accusing the officer of trespassing.
Right.
The deputy grabbed one of Norville's arms to keep him from barricading himself inside the home. He tried to run in, and you know what he was going to grab?
Oh, yeah.
Inside the house.
Hell yeah, I'm going to get my gun.
But he fought the officer, knocked them both to the ground.
This guy is a fucking asshole.
While calling for assistance, the deputy was able to place one handcuff on Norville's wrist, which he then swung around and struck the deputy with.
What a dumb fuck.
The deputy then tased him and subdued him after a warning. Well, that's more than black people get.
Yeah, right.
And was able to take him into custody. Norville has been charged with battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting an officer with violence, 3 counts of resisting an officer without violence, 2 counts of violating an injunction of protection, and 2 counts of aggravated stalking with hate crime enhancements.
See, listen, you got all these enhancements, all these fucking charges, you dumb homophobic motherfucker. That's the cost of your homophobia,
you're
fucking shitbag.
Saving the neighborhood from those gay guys.
Hey, I'm just doing what Jesus said. Yeah, where's my floodlights? What else did he do?
The chicken.
Where's my rubber chicken? I'm from Christ.
That's not Adam and Steve. Oh, God, they're so gross. These conservatives, these hate-filled Christians. A cross. He put up a cross.
What's up with that?
Protecting himself.
Why do you think that, I don't know. You know Norville's probably got some... I don't know. I mean, all this is about he's upset because gay people live next to him.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. You're so stupid.
Norville probably pulled a match slap a couple of times in his life.
Oh, sure. With his Lyft drivers. I'm going to jack you off. Don't tell anybody.
I hate these gays next door because they won't ever suck my dick when I put it through the fence for them.
Why are you riding around terrorizing people on your fucking bicycle, too, and you're 57 years old? Jesus Christ, dude. Don't you have something you like to do? Is there something on television you could watch? Find something on TV for this guy to watch. Here's an idea.
Meanwhile, we'll all be shocked to learn this. I mean, I know it already. But everyone will be shocked to learn that they're in the battle that's coming up.
Yes.
For the RNC chairmanship.
Okay.
Where Ronna McDaniel is fighting to retain her leadership.
Okay.
But has a strong opponent in Harmeet Dhillon.
Right.
Who is seeking the chairmanship to get rid of Ronna McDaniel.
Yes.
I think these are widely considered to be the two best shots, although we did hear yesterday from also candidate Mike Lindell
that's right,
that people have been asking him, well, who's going to nominate you? And he's like, well, I'm not. It's a secret. I'm not going to tell you that.
We're sending people.
You'll find out. We've got plenty of states.
We're sending people down to Brazil.
It would be hilarious if nobody nominated him.
Yeah.
As Harmeet Dhillon, this is Politico.
Okay.
As Harmeet Dhillon seeks the chairmanship of the Republican National Committee, opponents have begun raising concerns about her faith.
Okay.
She's a Sikh.
Oh. Well, they aren't going to understand this. They're going to lose their shit.
Oh, yeah.
Why does this person want to be in charge of the RNC?
Who knows? This is one of those inexplicable. Yeah.
This is insane. What are you doing?
Two supporters of Dhillon, Dhillon, who is challenging incumbent RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, told Politico that McDaniel allies have brought up Dhillon's religious affiliation with them in recent weeks.
Well, no, this is what they do. Of course they did this.
One of the two said that a fellow RNC committee member who openly supports McDaniel brought up concerns about Dhillon's, quote, Sikh faith during a recent phone conversation.
What are the concerns, you stupid shit?
The topic has become so buzzed about that Dhillon herself has been forced to address it publicly, this week retweeting RNC members condemning those who were drawing negative attention to her religion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Kevin McCarthy, isn't he threatening to take Ilhan Omar off the committees?
He's going to, yeah.
And that has to do with her religion.
No, it's her anti-Semitism, Ryan, she doesn't like the way Israel treats Palestine.
Kevin McCarthy's worried about anti-Semitism?
Well, the Republican kind of anti-Semitism.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's
not hating Jews, but hating Israel is not allowed.
Yes.
Individual Jews, rock on.
These Jews over here. Yeah. Right. Okay.
McDaniel, however, has issued a statement. Well, she wholeheartedly condemns any religious bigotry.
Oh, yes.
In any form. I'm sure she's aghast that that people that support her are attacking her opponent's religion. We are a party of faith, family, and freedom.
What?
And these attacks have no place in our party or our politics, she says. As a member of a minority faith myself, don't forget she's a Mormon.
Oh, okay.
I would never condone such attacks. I have vowed to run a positive campaign and will continue to do so.
Ew, thank you. God, these fucking vile Republicans. What do they do? They just basically raise money.
Yeah. Now, in what's kind of turning out to be like a 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
It's now like 1 or 2 degrees of Mike Lindell in fucking everything. Because he's in this story, too. The focus of Dhillon's faith has not just come from people supporting McDaniel.
Yes.
In an email sent to an RNC member Sunday, a supporter of MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell,
yes,
also running for committee chair, brought up Dhillon's religion as an issue.
Guys, we know we're all a bunch of racist motherfuckers.
Politico saw the email, with the name redacted.
Oh, yes.
The email urged the recipient to support Lindell, who is, quote, an ardent Christian conservative.
Oh, yes.
Quote, she is an Indian Sikh by birth and heritage, not of Judeo-Christian worldview. None of these core character positions aligns with the Republican Party platform, planks, or conservatism in general.
Now, if I think what they're saying is, she ain't white. That's what that sounds like.
Reached for comment.
Yes.
Mike Lindell told Politico, quote, shove it.
Did he really?
That's it. Shove it. In a statement to Politico, Dylan said, it's hurtful to learn that a handful of RNC members in a close race for RNC chair have chosen to question my fitness to run by using my devout Sikh faith as a weapon against me.
No offense, but it's your party. That's what they do.
This bigotry plays no part in the decisions of most RNC members.
Oh, I don't think that's the case. You're wrong.
The Whisper campaign adds yet another layer of tension to an increasingly acrimonious RNC race. Oh, look, the Republicans are going after each other at every level.
We've got acrimony out the asshole. Is Lindell going to win?
Oh, no. The race is between McDaniel, Trump's handpicked chair in 2017, and Dylan, whose firm represents the former president in lawsuits related to the 2020 election. So
yes.
Dylan may be more Trumpy than McDaniel.
Oh, shit.
McDaniel's vying for a fourth term in the post is fending off accusations that the party stumbled under her stewardship. Though she remains favored to win, she has witnessed notable defections among Republicans from southern states.
Woo. So, okay. So McDaniel's is more moderate than this person.
I mean, it's
gonna be tough for degrees, these guys, yes. Right? I mean, if they think this person is more Trumpy, why can't they? Why can't they just look past the skin color issue? But never mind. I guess I haven't been listening to the show because they don't.
In Arkansas last weekend, the state's executive committee passed a resolution in support of Dylan's candidacy, and two people familiar with the vote, said that party officials have so far delayed publicly releasing the document or details surrounding the vote. Louisiana's Central Committee passed a resolution urging its three voting members to pay heed to the grassroots profound and extreme dissatisfaction with the RNC and Chairwoman McDaniel.
Wait, that means, you know, you gotta listen to these lunatics, right? The crazy people.
And again, it's the South.
Yeah.
Of course. An upcoming no confidence vote is also scheduled in
Florida. Kaboom!
With following similar anti-McDaniel votes in Arizona and Texas. Members of the Tennessee's GOP executive committee last month took a voice vote to overwhelmingly express opposition to McDaniel's continued leadership.
What? So who's second to McDaniel's? Is it
Dylan?
Is it Lindell? Oh, it's okay.
On Saturday, Alabama Republican Party leadership voted to release a statement saying, we cannot support or endorse Ronna McDaniel for RNC chair.
So, are they going to go with Dylan?
The no confidence vote, while not unanimous, succeeded despite recent buzz in conservative political circles about Dylan's Sikh faith.
Jesus fucking Christ. I mean,
maybe Mike Lindell will be able to swoop in.
Right. He swoops.
Chris Horn, GOP commentator in the state, chair of Alabama's Tennessee Valley. I was like, what does Alabama have to do with Tennessee? The Tennessee Valley. Alabama's yes. Tennessee Valley Republican Club.
Well, that's in the fucking...
openly supports McDaniel's reelection while acknowledging that Dylan has the right to practice her faith.
Oh,
while acknowledging, you know, she's got the right.
Oh, thank you.
To wear that
so
thing
much.
On her head and worship whatever fuck they worship.
Thank you for the mansplain. Thank you. Isn't that nice?
He defended Republicans seeking information about her religious beliefs. He said he's concerned she would cut existing RNC programs targeting Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish voters.
Oh, my fucking God.
Something Dylan hasn't said a word about.
Right. You're just saying that because you don't know.
Horn says.
Dumb racist fuck.
Alabama Horn says, people aren't bigots because they ask questions. That's a legit question. Is the Republican Party or even the Democratic Party ready for someone of the Sikh faith? Yes!
Yes!
The Democrats are!
My God! I mean, are we going to talk about all the fucking batshit Christians there are writing fucking laws? Listen, if we tolerate Louis Gohmert with his wacky, fucked up sky god beliefs, why not anybody else?
And Sikhs are like nonviolent. Nonviolent.
Yes.
Remember the Sikhs, a lot of the Sikhs that own convenience stores and stuff?
Yes.
Remember after 9/11, a bunch of them got the shit beat out of them by morons who thought they were Muslims because they wear a turban?
The thing about all these races, they are stupid as shit, so it's like...
Horn said, Alabama. If someone from another faith wants to be leader of our party, then you're going to be the leader of tens of millions of Christians. And that's not been any, there's not been any conversation about that at all. That's just the fact of the matter.
Fuck you. I follow Hawkman. Where's my leader? Where's my leader, you motherfucker? Equal fucking myth. Equal myth.
One RNC member from the Midwest who supports Dylan said during a phone conversation last week that another member involved in RNC faith outreach efforts reported being, "I'm concerned about the future of some of the faith engagement if the RNC, for the RNC, because of Harmeet Sikh faith."
Holy shit, we might not be sucking Jesus's fucking dick every 5 fucking seconds. Holy shit, guys. My God. That is insane someone would say that. They're worried about engagement with the Christians. They're engaged!
The Midwest member found the remark incredibly disturbing, said the phone call was originally unrelated to the chairman's race and was not part of a vote-whipping effort, but the other member eventually brought up the Dylan's faith unprompted.
Unprompted. Unfucking prompted. That's because he's a racist fuck. What a dumb fucking party. Good luck.
Her supporters decry what they call attacks on a woman whose Sikh immigrant family sought a better life in the United States after leaving India.
Yeah. What's the DNC process? Who's the Democratic National Chair right now? I don't even know. I'm just saying it's probably... I don't know. It might be some asshole.
Or Jamie Harrison.
Oh, okay. Is it similar over there? Is it as crazy?
No, South Carolina, not Georgia.
Is anyone over there screaming about people's faith?
Well, Jamie Harrison's black, so that might be one of the first things that might concern the Republicans.
I'm just saying, maybe this person has the wrong party.
After Obama came along, they did allow Michael Steele to be the head of the RNC.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Look at these Republicans. We're going to let Alan Keyes run against Obama. Isn't that something? In the Senate, they did that.
Some members are disturbed by the reports that Dylan's faith was being scrutinized, are worried that the surfacing of the Whisper campaign could portray the Republican Party as bigoted.
Shut up the show! Kill the power!
Mic drop!
Damn, they're bigoted, these bigoted fucks!
Wait a second. If people, they're not horrified by it. They're horrified that it's going to get out that they're talking about it.
I'm listening to this podcast, Slow Burn, and it's talking about the Nixon. It's back. It's doing Watergate, and it's talking about how Nixon behaved during one of these fucking primaries against some other candidate, Muskegee, I think. And he didn't want to have
Musk.
I don't remember.
No,
his
Muskie
name.
Was a.
He wanted to. Not, he wanted to knock the guy out of the primary, so he'd face McGovern instead. And so he had people call New Hampshire and use like a quote unquote black voice, saying that Muskegee was going to bring justice to all the black people. See, they actually did that. That's the party of bigotry.
Well, yeah. He was the Democratic Party's candidate for vice president in 1968. Is that the...
What's his name?
Edwin Muskie.
Oh, maybe.
Edmund Muskie.
Muskie.
Maybe.
No, the Republican. He should have been a Republican.
Oh, he was going up against
I think
Nixon in a primary.
I think it's Muskegee. Muskogee. I don't fucking know. It's probably Muskogee. I mean, Nixon was a big asshole. It's like, I mean, it's just, people say Trump is Nixon on steroids. I don't know if that's the case. I think there just wasn't social media. And people didn't know what this Nixon might have known with Trump. I mean,
wasn't he drunk wandering around the halls having conversations with previous president's portraits?
Yeah.
In his bathrobe.
At least he could walk. Trump can't get up and walk around like that. His bathrobe. He has his diaper on. It's a weird look.
And I could find it out. But we played the phone call that got taped of Nixon and Ron Reagan. Remember with Ronnie Reagan talking about the monkeys?
Oh, yeah.
The Africans dancing
they're bigoted.
At the UN.
They're bigoted. I mean, it's like every time. How many clips are there of the Republicans just dehumanizing people that aren't white? It's just all the clips. It's all the clips.
Yeah. So that's where they are right now. That's where the GOP be.
I'm looking forward to Mike Lindell being the head of the RNC. That's going to be good for this podcast, isn't it?
Oh, we endorsed his candidacy.
I want to accept. Well, if he wins, his acceptance speech will sound like, I wanted to thank everybody involved in the campaign. He said they're sending people to Brazil the other day.
Would you volunteer to actually go to Brazil and present all the information you have to Lula of Brazil? Would you go down there, fly down there, and make yourself available to present everything you know about the machines and everything you've learned about the machines to try to sort that situation out, sir?
Well, not me personally, because I've heard about this Lula guy.
Not me personally. Lula guy. Well.
I heard about this Lula guy. Shit, man. Steve Bannon's blotchy as fuck.
Yeah.
Poor Nikki Haley, though. I guess she's got it.
Well, then that used to drive Trump crazy, right? Didn't they? A bunch of these books said that it used to bug Trump how messy Steve Bannon was.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
They didn't like that. Not Trump. I mean, really? I know you.
The other thing that I bring to the table is marketing and branding.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is
marketing and branding. Here comes the fucking
Mike Lindell
fuck.
On the Charlie Kirk Show on Real America's Voice Network.
All holes filled.
The other thing that I bring to the table is marketing and branding.
Yeah, no
I bring
kidding.
Instant trust to the RNC. Instant trust. By the way, my wage would go right back into the RNC in its current form. But I'll tell you, if I have to look a donor in the eye and say, hey, put money into this, it's like buying a pillow. Every product I have, I use myself.
Put money into this.
I put my dick in it.
It's like buying a pillow. Getting someone to vote, getting someone to give you money is like buying a pillow.
Mike Lindell is trying to spread. He's trying to kill democracy, and he's not even worthy of a seat on Shark Tank.
This it's like buying a pillow. Every product I have, I use myself. I believe in it. Or why? How would I? Why would I dare go ask a donor for money?
Well, and Mike, you've been a donor yourself. You've given serious money. I mean, not just the RNC, but you've given. I would say $10+ million to the effort of good and noble cause the last couple of years. Is that correct?
I put my own money, probably about $40 million the last couple.
Oh! Holy fucking shit! $40 million to prove that China fucked with our elections.
$40 million of his own money. His
God
kids
damn,
have got to be thrilled.
You need a helper animal, Mike. I mean, you need somebody to help you not.
I put my own money, probably about $40 million the last couple of years.
Okay, well, I'm off by a factor of four. No, I'm complimenting you. That's so you're invested here. This is not a chance to extract. Say, hey, I want my country to succeed, and I'm given $40 million. Let's get this figured out.
100%.
Why can't I just buy democracy or whatever the fuck I want to buy?
If I have to look a donor in the eye and say, hey, put money into this, it's like buying a pillow. There's your inspirational quote of the day.
That is his slogan, Mike Lindell. If he has to look you in the it's looking a donor in the eye is like making a pillow. What is it?
If I have to look a donor in the eye and say, hey, put money into this, it's like buying a pillow. He brings instant trust to the RNC.
If you're drunk or fucked up on something. I mean, isn't he being investigated for lying or something?
I just like, really what wonder.
Is it slander? Who's suing him?
Smartmatic and Dominion.
Suing him for what?
Billions of dollars.
But for what? What are they saying?
Yeah, for saying that their machines stole the election and their machines that the ghost of Hugo Chavez somehow was swaying the vote for Biden.
I'm pushing back. He's saying that he brings him instant trust. And I'm going to say, I don't know about that.
Are you going to question that premise?
Yes, I am. I don't know about that instant trust. I make a pillow. I look you in the eye. Give me money. I make pillows. Thank you.
Man.
And I'm excited to announce my slippers are back in stock. You made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors.
Are they comfortable?
You can get
now?
My slipper.
Slippers? I bet they're nice.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
I mean, it seems like, you know what it seems like? He's got a bunch of, this is how my slippers work. He's got a bunch of foam left over and a bunch of other bullshit used to make pillows. And now he's just making shoes. It's a money grab. It's bullshit. The pillow is inspired. The shoes are bullshit probably.
Nobody nominated Mike Lindell to be Speaker of the House.
Why not, guys?
I don't know. I'm surprised.
Why not? Who's the craziest one that they wanted to be Speaker? Well, it was Donald.
You need to. Oh, Donald's from in Florida.
Is he crazy?
No, he's one of their black friends.
What do we have to do to keep QAnon out of the GOP?
Because they knew he didn't have a chance.
Yes.
But they wanted to show how diverse they are and then blame the Democrats for not getting behind a black Speaker of the House.
I wouldn't say that illustrates diversity. I think that's showing them using someone.
Yeah, one could argue.
I think that.
That's what a lot of black people feel.
Not really nice.
I can't speak for Mr. Donald's, but.
It's not a nice gesture is what I'm saying.
Although Joy Reid did. He was on her show, and the conservatives were losing their minds because she basically asked him, like, don't you kind of feel like a token? I don't know if she used that word, but basically that was the line of questioning. She's like, what the fuck were you thinking? That you think the Democrats who had never heard of, or the Republicans who had never heard of you before.
Yeah, they don't know this
all
guy.
All of a sudden you're going to be Speaker of the House?
Instead of their guy. Does Kevin McCarthy feel like, does he resent the trial and not the trial? It felt like a trial. That it took so long.
Oh, I would hope he resents it. He would have to. You think he likes Matt Gaetz?
Do you think he went home at night and got mad?
You think they hugged it out?
No.
Him and Gaetz?
I mean, I thought people were about ready to beat up Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, the guy from Alabama.
75 had this committee to look into the abuses of this. The CIA. Now, much of it was overseas. Some of it was domestic, such as...
So I don't know what this is. This was a live drop-in on Lindell TV.
Yeah.
It was overseas. Some of it was domestic, such as LSD experiment. Mockingbird. Have we heard that before?
Mockingbird.
Programmed to plant stories in domestic and overseas media to counter Soviet propaganda. But a lot of it was overseas. The overthrow of Salvador Allende in Chile.
Oh, God. I think the gist Allende. Of this is the weaponization of government entities against Republicans is what they're crying about.
No, it's sad. It's very sad.
That's what that special panel is going to be about in the House.
It's not like everything's weaponized. It's you guys do a lot of bad shit, and it just takes a lot of... It looks like it takes a lot to deal with it.
You guys got caught. I mean? Yeah, you get caught
like,
a lot.
What are you supposed to do? Yes, there's lots of investigations. There's lots of hearings. But there's also lots of shit you're doing. What do you want?
Let's see. We got... Oh, I have to sneeze.
Oh, God bless you. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We don't even know what went on with the inauguration. Trump's inauguration. Where's that money?
You mean the $100 million
that went
kind of
three doors down?
Yeah. Kryptonite.
Jeez. Sad. I mean, what the fuck?
This also in the news. I mean, I guess we could save this for tomorrow, but it's kind of a good story. Yeah. This is we've done the story about how Neil Sean from Journey,
yes,
sent a cease and desist letter to his Journey bandmate and co-author of the song "Don't Stop Believin'."
Okay,
he sent a cease and desist letter to Jonathan Cain because Jonathan Cain keeps playing "Don't Stop Believing" at Trump rallies and at Christian events with his wife Paula White.
Yeah, I don't think they mean it in the context of "Don't Stop Believing in Jeebus." That's not the intent of the song.
But now there's a weird story coming out that somehow they're accusing Paula White, who we all know here on the show. Where is my Paula clip?
Right. I mean, she's a showman right there. I mean, this
doesn't matter what they think.
That's a different a different speaking in tongues.
Damn, that guy. Dias dakapakali do. Dias pakalaki do. That's good. Did you hear that?
For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. For I hear victory, 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 victory in the quarters of heaven. In the quarters of heaven, victory, 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 victory. For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Hamanda aka ata raka te de baka sanda ata ambo osa kata rite eke banda ata rike didi ashata. For angels have even been dispatched from Africa right now. Africa.
Oh, the scary black angels are getting involved, everyone.
I have some critiques about this. I think the choreography needs to be tightened up and the light design needs to be tightened. There needs to be some more shit.
Well, her son is wandering around the stage behind her with a Bible.
Like an asshole with no intent. He's just wandering.
She did say, Hamanda aka aka rata tada sonta.
Well, haranda diga daga muga.
This is Paula White, who was on the president's council.
Woo!
She was on. She was getting paid by taxpayers.
By us, baby!
To be something like a liaison to religion or something. Yeah, so Trump liaison found her a gig.
To Jesus. She talks. This is perfect. This makes perfect sense, though, because she can at least talk to him.
I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done.
My
it is done. It is done. 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 It is done.
Man, don't make Paula White fun, you know.
So now, this is AmericanSongwriter.com.
Okay.
In the realm of strange news stories, Donald Trump's former spiritual advisor, Paula White, has now been accused of breaking into the bank account belonging to the rock band Journey.
Damn, Paula, not Journey. Come on.
The news comes on the heels of increasing tension between Journey's Neil Sean and Jonathan Cain. In fact, the band's founding member, Sean, has sent yet another cease and desist letter about the issues.
Yes.
This time to evangelist White slash Cain, who is the wife of Jonathan. She served as former president's spiritual advisor, helped organize his inauguration ceremony.
God.
In January 2017.
Wait, she organized that? Mm-hmm.
She helped.
She couldn't deliver Journey?
Now, Sean has accused her of giving herself access to the band's bank account without his consent.
Holy shit.
In response, a lawyer for Paula White warned the public to stop believing Sean's nonsensical claim.
Right.
Allegedly, White's signature appeared on Journey-related bank documents as far back as July 2020.
Why?
The cease and desist letter says, we have learned that despite the prior mutual agreement between Mr. Sean and Mr. Jonathan Kane, that the business of the band and the Journey-related entities would be handled only by Sean and Kane as individuals, your name appears as an authorized signatory on the City National Bank accounts.
Damn!
We further demand that you immediately cease and desist and refrain in the future from inserting yourself in any business of the band and any legal entities used by the band, as this contradicts the existing agreement between Mr. Sean and Mr. Kane.
Yeah, stay out of Journey's bank account.
That's
you
all
wacko.
The news we have. And what kind of checks is Paula writing on the Journey bank account?
Atta bata gita bata. Yeah, I don't want that person in my bank account.
Angels are
shit.
Being dispatched from Africa. Angels are being dispatched from Africa.
Well, I mean, she doesn't know what she's doing. There's angels coming from Africa that are making her do things. The African angels made me break into Journey's bank account. It's not my fault. Have you dealt with these African angels?
So, look at the fucking time. We got to get out of here.
Are there any Finnish angels or European angels?
I don't know. I mean,
Scando angels.
Apparently the black ones are the scary ones, the African ones, because she's like, even they're being dispatched from Africa.
There's black angels coming, y'all. We better. Oh, no. I'm about to be.
Alex Jones.
Stupid fuck.
Right.
Atabita baka kuka.
All right, well, let's get out of here.
I'll admit it. I'm not letting my kids die.
We'll be back tomorrow. I can't play that in the background. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's on the internet at RatedRComedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook, or at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Blessed evenings to everyone.
Abba, Kuta, Pita, Nana.
It's you up tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.